You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. For today's Art Hop, Kalamazoo artists Keon Lovett and Alfield Reeves are coming together to show two very different aspects of the African-American experience. And both might change the way you think about two everyday things: social media and hair. Keon Lovett is a painter, illustrator, and digital artist. In his part of the exhibit, Lovett recreates scenes from movies and puts them in a real-life, modern context. He says he's a big fan of Spike Lee, a director known for tackling tough issues like racism and urban violence. Lovett says, unfortunately, the problems that Lee was talking about almost 30 years ago are still here today. So, how do you make something old seem new? Through social media, of course. For one of his works, Lovett drew a scene from Boys in the Hood, John Singleton's 1991 film about three young men navigating life in a Los Angeles ghetto. It shows the character Doughboy as a kid, getting arrested for stealing candy from a store. Only Lovett captures it through the lens of an Instagram app.
What would that look like in 2016? That would definitely be a news feed on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I don't know if Doughboy probably would have been alive. I mean, we've seen kids get shot for less. I just thought it was interesting to depict that in today's time of, like, this is still happening.
In another work, Lovett recalls the time in Boys in the Hood where bullies pull up alongside the character Trey and threaten him with a shotgun. In his art, Lovett replaced the shotgun with a selfie stick. He calls it torment.
We can easily go on Facebook or Instagram and see somebody flashing money, right? See somebody saying that my lifestyle is better than yours, right? You know, I just got some new Jordans and you don't. Or my clothes are better than yours, my house is bigger than yours, my money's larger than yours, you know, anything.
Photographer Alfield Reeves is partnering with Lovett on the Art Hop display, but his subject matter is completely different. In his photo series, Reeves captured Black women in Southwest Michigan wearing natural hairstyles. Natural, in this case, meaning hair that hasn't been permed or relaxed with chemical straighteners. Western Michigan University senior Taria Billings is one of the models in Reeves' series. She went natural 2 years ago.
I just loved being around, you know, other women that, you know, embrace her natural hair and just having different conversations about, you know, the movement itself and why it's important and why we should teach even, like, the youth and younger girls to, like, love their natural hair, like, at a young age.
Billings says she was taught that natural hair was, quote, ugly.
So I just kind of grew up with that mindset that if I had, you know, nappy natural hair, that it wasn't, you know, it was looked at as unkempt and not clean. So it's definitely interesting to see how that perspective has changed.
Yes, racism in the United States extends all the way to hair. For centuries, white people made it clear that natural black hair was not allowed in white society. Women especially were forced to use harsh chemicals that might even make the hair fall out to achieve a look that was considered acceptable. That made wearing natural hair an act of defiance. The Black Power movement of the 1960s and 70s made a point of embracing natural hair, with styles like the classic afro. Billings says now there's a new wave of the natural hair movement going on, but it's more about personal choice.
Like, it's okay to perm your hair if that's what you want to do, if that's what makes you feel comfortable. By all means, you can do that. But at the same time, the natural hair movement just kind of, you know, highlights that you don't have to have, you know, permed hair to be, you know, considered beautiful.
Artists Alfield Reeves and Keon Lovett will have their work on display at the Black Arts and Cultural Center as part of today's Kalamazoo Art Hop. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.